Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Fat ass nigga talking about, huh? What happened? Nigga, your body look like a bag of water, nigga. Fuck wrong with you. South Central. Woo! Yeah. Tell Suge that it's nap time, yeah, it's rat time. Nigga tryna eat up the paper, I'm tryna stack mine. This nigga still with his enemies, I attack mine and clap mine. Come at me twisted and get a flat line, too high about. This a master's degree with a dropout, too high about. Back in the box, gun high, pop out. Sitting with the snub nose, I'm letting the snot out. You got hands chill, man, both Suge to get knocked out. I make it feel like the 90s, they letting Pac out. Suit on, tryna see what you stock about, you a cop out. Woo! Boy, you better disguise up, my niggas will ride up. We'll bust it back to back like a side. Shot down as soon as we drive up. The bullets I'm raising, the lead is great, nigga. Dried up, fried up. I slide up with the shotgun. Where's shotgun? Pops on and tap dance on him like, yeah, I got one. The Henny field to the top of my glass. I catch you while you in search and start popping my mag. Ask yourself, how come ain't nobody copping my trash? Grade schooling while you a freshman, nigga, not in my class. Facts. I'm just showing the hood flame. I'm from the west, where we born in the rep in the hood game. Who put you on? Oh, for real? You telling me Suge Bang? Well, I'm ballin'. I can end that nigga like good game. I'll run up in the middle of Newark like Suge Lane. Could've fucked his baby mama, who really won't Suge Dame? My sis word and I flip work. Tell him set the fade up. I'm punching that bitch first. I mean, bro, get you cleaned up, nigga, shit dirt. I'm flipping, spit a whole clip at his bitch shirt. Feel me? Take a trip to Zers, find him and trip first. You patting pockets, I'll put my hand in your bitch purse. J-Wow, I could tell the way you was raised, you wasn't scared out. Crazy how I didn't pass English, but niggas gave out. Stuck in one lane and you mad that I got a bear style. West side, I fuck with both sides like I'm bears out. Prepare for the intermission. Smack pay you, you niggas been abusing. Smack Suge, need an intervention. I need to read on the rules more. It's like if you lose more, then they paying you fools more. You get it? We gon' beat Jehovah's Witness on Friday. Before he even wakes, we gon' be at that food door. Swag, mimic AR, this nigga a copycat. Copy that, bump it for sack. Sloppy fat, all facts. Play it cool cause I got rackets. I ain't got one, then the knife was on your chest like a stop jacket. I swear the streets it was made for me. Get at your baby mom, turn that bitch to a slave for me. I'll hit up day and tell him set up the fade for me to kill you. And my nigga come and shoot up the grave for me. Hold up, you're losing in this fight. Just keep moving to the right. Like you said, niggas back, how you keep losing to the whites, yeah. You wanna shake hands, hand, you wanna meet the vets. And if you met them already, you try and reconnect. You talk crazy online like you could beat the best baller. Man, please, y'all had it hard trying to keep the net. Don't come at niggas, bless you, come at me correct. Clap in front of toe up, niggas shooting till it reaches net. This nigga wavy, I'm surfing, nigga. I know real niggas rap the purple, you perfect, nigga. Certain, nigga. Woo! Yeah. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. Don't ever mention me or my nigga. Fuck you crazy, nigga. Ask about me, nigga. Your niggas know me. Dre Vicious, Active Day. Ask the real watch, nigga. I've been in niggas' cribs. They been in my crib. Real nigga shit. Me and Dre Vince got a mixtape coming together. Matter of fact, and he from your hood. You from Dre, right? Bitch ass nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Anybody else who want it, you get it, nigga. See that I hear you talking, nigga. I keep hearing you mention my nigga name. You want it too? Say something, nigga. Arch, nigga, you can get it too. Fuck all y'all AMC, nigga. What's happening? Oh yeah, Nick Cannon. I'm seeing you missing 100 racks. You keep talking about this 100.
February 27th. It's a preview, man. Y'all niggas dead. That's on my mama.
We lit. Winning 16. It's the winning 16. Jeez. Fuck writer's block. All you faggot niggas ain't fucking with the team.
At all.
We outside of red breed looking like a football team.
Oh.
Tommy be the team. Winning 16.
Let's go.
All you faggots on writer's block wanna be a saluto.
Wanna be a saluto.
Before y'all got on, you still look up to us and let's keep it official.
Let's keep it official.
If y'all ain't dropped something by now, boy, y'all out here just looking retarded.
Why they looking retarded?
I promise to kill them regardless. They thought we was done, but we just getting started. Whoa. Getting money, try board the haters acting up than a forest sprayer. We keep it real, you gon' act, chiller. Got killers out in Boston, player.
Yeah, ask
They know I go harder than Bernie Mac, father, I'm raising a Mac.
I'm raising a Mac.
Yeah, I got a 40 and I got a 40, this 40 don't rap.
This 40 don't rap.
In my hands now when it's man down when I fight shots. It's only right y'all get stuck, you click his name right as block.
Get it, nigga.
If Swave don't do it to you first, I'll put you in the doctor's Myers. Let a couple homies rush more, my niggas will rock you, Myers. None of y'all niggas can't stop the fire once we letting these flames go. Young 40 versus my 40, no, either 40, way it is where the brains go. Give me a daylight, it's a rainbow. He like dressing like James Go, I'll whip him for real.
I whip him for
he
real.
For real. I'm letting blue flames go.
Oh, we know he ain't OVO, boy, you OVO.
OVO.
Stop riding Drake, if you could, you take him to the Morris Show.
Father,
no, the damn motherfucker. Let's be real, motherfucker.
Let's be real, motherfucker.
Hey, bite from Q, you ill. Shit, quill, motherfucker.
This is danger zone for real, motherfucker.
For real.
We really in the field, motherfucker.
The field.
Plus, we can rap, so it's a rap. We better skill, motherfuckers.
Who better?
Tell your bitch that I'm Black and Decker. Better know the drill, motherfuckers. Since he like to sniff, I hit him with a brick. That's how you build, motherfuckers.
Aw,
oh, man, these niggas looking lame. Black on my crime, what a shame.
What a shame.
Won't see a homie versus a homie. It's just all my homies running through the game.
Oh, depending on how I feel.
How
might snatch me.
Okay.
They on that Montana. Shit, well here come the pay.
My homies will pull up on your block.
How about we master with the steel?
And when we lighting off a shot,
better use Miss Gracie as a shield.
Pick up the cannon and hit your man Campbell, we'll turn him to soup.
Pick up a cannon, man. How you gonna pick up a cannon? You know he way bigger than you.
Not literally, I mean lyrically.
Shit, I know you ain't me physically.
Bro, you had to be kidding me.
High list of soul, not spiritual. ARP, hydro like ART.
You say you got shot us, but my nigga shot it with way y'all deep.
All we eat.
Bullets to take you, it's like a lunch table to tray you on me.
That's fact.
Next couple of weeks, don't be coming so weak as the flames on fleek. Nigga,
winning 16. Winning 16.
Jeez.
Fuck right as block, all you faggot niggas ain't fucking with the team.
At all.
We outside of Red Breed, looking like a football team.
Oh,
Tommy be the team. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we winning 16.
Show tonight. I'm here with the homie DMV. What's good, my nigga?
Yo.
DMV. Yeah, you on? You on?
Yo, what up? What up? What up, AFM? What we doing?
Yo, my nigga. Like, I don't know what I'm more hyped about right now. The Reed versus Raw. I know this clip was in the third round, but the first round really had me hyped. Or the Shotgun Shug coming at Cassidy, that shit go hard, B. I'm mad I don't even have it downloaded so I could have played it.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I made it through the Reed, John. That first round is crazy. Okay. That first round is crazy, yo. That's
on
Reed. That's the Reed I want to see.
Yeah, but hold on, DMV. What was it? Really?
That is, oh, what he said, but he got to pull it back at me, three thumbs, whatever he said, man, I got to run it back. I'd rather see
three,
that.
Now,
that was
now, that part was dope, but you know what, though? But how many of them shit did he have, though?
Yeah, he didn't have a lot, but I think he's building, man. That's all I care about, man. I think he's building. I think each step is a little bit better. Rosenberg was doing Rosenberg, you know what I'm saying, you know, until he had his stumbles or whatnot, but that's, you know, to me, I like both of them, man. You know, I wish there wasn't no stumbles or chokes or whatever. But either way, those flashes of brilliance, that's what I'm going to call them. You know, I think he's having more of those. So the more of those he has, the better off. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, most definitely. I agree with you, too. I mean, I've seen the glimpses. When Lee did that three times, she made three thumbs. Like, that shit was crazy. Nah, not even that, though. When that nigga was in, what was it, the second round? Was it the first? I think it was the end of the first, was it, or the second? Where he was like, you kind of played me in the south, really raised. Like, you see that nigga's face when he said that shit? The hand was like, Like, that shit was tough. Yo, my nigga, that shit was tough. I've been wanting that part like 10 times already, B. Just for that one bar. He was like, niggas, all the rumbles I've been in, like, niggas went crazy over that shit, yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That was
I still
dope.
Feel like Raw did him, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. Was it me, or was the footage edited to you early? Did you have any clips? Like, it seemed like part of earlier Rosenberg's round, I don't know, it seemed like something skipped, man. I saw that like twice in mine. Maybe it was just, you know what I'm saying, when I was watching on the phone or whatnot, man. But I felt like I saw some skips, man. I was going to see if you saw anything like that.
Oh, I didn't even peep that shit myself.
Okay.
Well, I think that shit was dope. I seen it twice. I think that shit was all right right there, you know what I mean? But
now you've been on,
it don't mean.
I'm about to say, now, hold on. Go ahead, man. Go ahead in on your Suge, man, because I got an opinion on it. But go ahead in on your Suge, bro. I know you've been banging it all day. You told me.
Hey, yo, that Suge joint is so hard body. Like, I'm going to be real with you. The only thing that fucked it up, and I fuck with this nigga Jay, but Jay killed it for me. It's like, I'm going to be real with you. I ain't been playing the whole song. I just been playing Suge, you know what I'm saying? And then when Jay come on, I rewind it again and shit. Like the shit Jay was saying was not his saying is whack. It's just like that shit went from Suge talking about being on this nigga block, man, his vest on 100 ox with me. He growled at the dude, and then Jay just come on like, it's like, what, nigga? Like, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Suge had me amped, and then Jay just came with the, and then I'm like, ah, oh, man. Like,
yo.
He killed him for me with shit.
Yo, that nigga True ain't no good, man. He said he sound like he's doing ads on Backpage. That's what True Nasa said. I was like, yo, son, I can't even do it, man. I couldn't make it through, man. You know how if you watch, back in the day, I've been watching American Idol. Somebody get up there and try to sing, and they hit a bad note. You know, I like the channel because I feel bad for them. Yo, I had to stop the joint. I was like, yo, I had to stop it, man. I tried to make it through like three or four times. I get four bars in, man. I start laughing too hard, man. I feel bad inside, man. I couldn't do it, man.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, man. I hear you. I got you.
Nah, I was like, I don't think what he said was whack, though. His voice definitely just didn't go with it like that. But if anything, he should have won the first thing. So
he shouldn't have been on the track, man. He should have just did it. If it was going to be anything like that, he shouldn't have. Because it don't even sound like it go together, man. It like, he come out of nowhere, man. And it sound like, I don't know.
Hey, yo, I'm going to be real. Fuck that Jay shit. Let's talk about Suge part, though. Like, Suge was kind of going in, B. Like, from the door, nigga, from the door, Suge started going in. Like, that shit was, and it was a new beat. That shit was tough, nigga. I'm bumping that shit all day.
I was glad that it wasn't on, like, a trap beat. I'll be honest with that. I'd be 100 with that. I was glad it wasn't on, like, a trap beat. I like the beat it was on. I just don't understand how Suge could, I don't know how. Like, it sounded like his vocal box, man, would be tore up if he was, you know, an hour in the booth, man. I don't see how he could do that long. Because he was going in. He'd be growling, you know, he real raspy, you know what I mean?
Yo, that nigga said, I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler. Please, you coke stepped on. I think it's cool. Fuck up, man. Like Jay, you dope, but like, nah, B. Like, that was the only downfall for that shit, was having Jay on that shit. Like, that whole first verse, Sugar was like, this nigga Gilly making blogs on your block. Like, oh, Cash, what you gonna do? It's a fucked up situation, though. Because it's like, you know why it's a fucked up situation? He's like, Sugar, yeah, you just came at Cassie. That was dope. But Jack just lit your ass up. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, Jag joint still. I ain't
Can we talk
about
the Jag now?
Man.
Which one was better?
Jeez.
Which one was better?
Come on, man. Man, don't ask me that one, man. Cause Jag went in, man. He was. Jag went in, man. I can't compare the two. I can't put them on equal playing field. I think Suge did all right. Suge did Suge. Suge, for people who like Suge already, really probably like that track. You know what I'm saying? I like Suge, so it was all right to me. It just didn't match up with it did not match up with Jag 5. You know, and it wasn't coming directly at Jag, so you know what I'm saying? It's all coming to Cassidy, so I can't judge him on par, you know, back to back. But sonically, listening to it, Jag joint just sound way better. And Jag was going in, man. You know Jag flow crazy, man. Jag, you know, he West Coast, but he got an East Coast flow, man, you know.
Yo, I already knew that was gonna happen though. That's why I got mad at Shook first joint. I'm like, man, this nigga, he about to come at you, nigga. Like if you niggas ain't here, Chubby, like with me, this Cassidy, that nigga Jack flamed me, yo. Like that nigga flamed that nigga. Like that's what really had me like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? And me, like, I like this shit. Niggas like, oh, they're not gonna battle and shit. I'm like, man, this is entertaining as fuck. What you niggas talking about? And these niggas are trying to come into battle rap. We need these battle rap niggas to be fighting back and doing shit like this. Fuck that shit. Hell yeah, sure. Go for this nigga, man. Fuck that shit.
Word is bond.
I like all that shit, B. That shit, yo, Jag going off and shit came out. Wow, what the fuck, like.
Yo, I'ma keep it a stack, man. As far as battle rappers with music go, I know for a lot of time, long time, people, you know, put, you know, always said Suge had good music or Surf had good music. But I'm gonna say, man, this man, cats that I've really listened to in battle rap that got that have dope music, I put Dot Mob in there. You know, the last Mook joint was dope. Lux, his last project was dope. But Chubby Jag's last project was crazy. B Dot's project was crazy. T Top's project was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I think all of them right now make better music than, you know, 90%. Oh, and Cortez's last project was crazy. Make better battle music, make better rap music than probably 90% of all the rest of these battlers, man. You know, I'll be checking for all the battle rap stuff. And Clean got a dope, his last mixtape was dope. I know I've been waiting to hear something from him, you know, for a minute now, so.
I ain't put up with a nigga like that. I know a couple of tracks from Clean. He said, "You shit." I didn't hear like the whole project and shit though. I didn't even know he had one and shit. Yo, DMV, I got a call I'm about to get on. You are the perfect person for this call too. All right, I'm about to get Merciful's manager on. All right.
Oh, bet.
That's why I call up right now. Yo, I'm back with the guest. We got Murder Mook Manager on. What's good, homie?
What's going on? What's going on, y'all, gentlemen? Thanks for having me.
What's good, bro?
Yo, what's introduce yourself, my nigga.
I'm Van, V-A-N. You know what I'm saying? I've been managing Mook for a couple years. But we've been together, you know what I'm saying, since he was about 9 years old.
Okay.
So a lot of history there. A lot of history.
Okay, that's what it is. Well, we've been saying we appreciate you calling up. You know, the fans don't know what the stuff is taking so long.
Well, I mean, you know, like Mook has said in so many other interviews, it's all about the business. You know what I'm saying? All about the business. We just want to make sure the business is taken care of. And then once we get that solidified, it don't matter who it may be. You know what I'm saying? It really don't. It don't matter who it may be. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me say this. It got to make sense. You know what I'm saying? It got to make sense. We're not, of course, we're not going to battle a PG. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're not going, we wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? But it got to make sense. You know what I'm saying? You know, Mook only likes to do things that's going to move the culture forward. You know what I'm saying? So whether it's Hollow, whether it's Surf, whether it's Arsenal, whoever it may be. You know what I'm saying?
So Mook is down to battle all three, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If that bag is ready, you know what I'm saying, and the business is taken care of, why not? You know what I'm saying? They all formidable opponents. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, you know, there's a lot of arrogance over here. We feel very comfortable in where we sit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, there's a level of respect. You know what I'm saying? Hollow, Arsenal, Charlie Clip, Two Surf. You know, these gentlemen are formidable opponents. You know what I'm saying? No way in the world we could deny that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay. Easy, DMV.
Hey, man. Appreciate you calling up, bro. My major question is this, bro. It's like, I understand you say, you know, the bag got to be right, the situation got to be right. You know, you want the best for Mook, right? How do you see battle rap, you know, being able to support the prices that a Mook or I'm so Lux in here, even though you're speaking for Mook, that a Lux, Mook, Hollow that demand. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel like the business side of that, you know, do you feel like that's on the, you know, it's all on the up and up? Do you think business is straight enough in these leagues, whether it's KOTB, URL, or what have you, to support having such a large matchup with headline names with the type of money that, you know, that we're talking? You know, we heard Lux got his 40, you know, with UW, you know, they did the live stream, everything. But do you think the business acumen on the other side is large enough, you know, with the league the way they are today, that supports something like that?
I'm going to be totally honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, realistically, before, you know, when we was in the Western Hall venue and so on and so forth, there was nowhere in the world you couldn't tell me that he shouldn't have got that type of money. You know what I'm saying? But, again, what's going on in the city now, you know, with the Toyota situation, you know, it's a little hard to come across these venues like we used to. You know, realistically, you know, I've sat down and I've spoken with Mook in reference to that, you know, and we're willing to negotiate this price. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to walk in and do something for free, but considering what's going on in terms of the venues, we're more than willing to, consider and negotiate these prices. But again, it gotta make sense. Like, you know, for years, you know, we gotta remember for years when Mook became who he was, the individual which we all come to love, he did all that for free. You know what I'm saying? There was no, he didn't reap the benefits of any of that in terms of the financial benefit. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get a dime off those DVDs. You know what I'm saying? And it's no disrespect to Smack. But let's be real. Like, unless that DVD was speaking of some form of beef between somebody in the industry, nobody was really checking for no interview. We was looking for them battles. You know what I'm saying? And it just so happened that Mook was the one that was handling this business.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But realistically, we never seen nothing from that.
Hey, fam, you on speakerphone?
No, not at all.
All right, all right.
You can't hear me?
No, somebody said the phone's kind of choppy, you're saying. I don't hear it myself, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, like I was just saying, basically, he didn't receive a dollar from those earlier battles, you know. So now, with his brand being bigger, you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't we want to be compensated? You know what I'm saying? Nothing in this world is for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not talking about a 17, 18-year-old kid no more. You know, this man, he's a grown man now. You know, Mook has a wife, a child, you know. Bills got to be paid. And, again, Y'all see the work that he put in. You know, it's, you can't deny the work. You know what I'm saying? When Mook show up, he shows out. You can't nobody deny that. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question.
If they like it or not. Go
ahead. I have a question. Is he all right? What makes him work this 100K he even wants? Like what names did he beat? What a compliment that he have to deserve that, besides the fact that he built it, you know, because at the end of the day, he also left for a very long time, and other battles held it down and brought it to the point that now is in the arenas and whatnot. So why does he deserve that?
All right, well, first and foremost, let's not forget, Mook battled any and everybody that was at the height of their career. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we tend to forget. You know, I don't know if you gentlemen are based out of New York, but let's not forget. Mook first battle that most people seen was Jay Mills. Jay Mills wasn't a walk in the park at all.
Word.
Jay Mills was easily one of the biggest battle rappers in New York City. And I would like to say, if Puff Daddy is coming to get you, it's a reason for it. You know what I'm saying? So he battled Jay Mills. He battled Party Hardy, God bless his soul. He battled Sirius Jones. You know, all these individuals was at the height of their career. You know, whoever thought they was that individual, we dealt with them. So, besides the battle aspect, on the outside of things, like right now, we have a TV series that's going to be coming out soon, called Mafietta, where he's going to be starring in this TV series with Delicious. We also have another movie coming out entitled Too Honorable, that's executive produced by Kanye West and Dame Dash. And we also have another movie that's coming out with Lionsgate called Coco, that's directed by The RZA. So, you know, it's not just battle rap with us. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot that's going on. And with that being said, other than the likes of Hitman, Conceited, and now Charlie Clip, I don't know nobody else. Oh, and Two Surf and Loaded Lux as well. I don't know nobody else that's making these type of moves. You know what I'm saying? And let's also keep in mind, these moves are being made simply by Mook's brand. No one else is assisting us in doing so. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we got on that BET Hip-Hop Awards and arguably gave the biggest performance in hip-hop history, nobody assisted us in doing it. That came from the fact that he was able to beat Luck and bring that attention to himself with the help of Snoop Dogg, you know. But nobody else handed us that platform. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to respect that. Let's keep in mind, gentlemen, the biggest battle, in my opinion, was Summer Madness 2, which was the Murder Mook Return. You know, and again, because I'm an honest individual, I'm not going to say he had the best performance that night. I think it's clear that Lux did, you know, probably followed by Rex, you know, but in the same breath, keep in mind, we did 5 rounds, 5 minutes, and Mook didn't lose 1 round. And if you pay attention closely to that footage, Iron Solomon admits on stage that he lost that battle that night.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, go
ahead,
Danby. Okay, so I think I agree with most of everything that you just said right there, man. Let me back it up just a little bit. You basically talk about Mook's branding and how all of this kind of got started and how it built. You said you've been messing with Mook since dealing with Mook since he was about 9 years old. You mind elaborating on, you know, the status of your relationship, how it built up, and how you guys brought it to where you are today?
Okay, well, basically, you know, I'm older than Mook, you know. I'm a grown man, not to say that he's not, you know, but I'm older than him. Mook is about 9 or 10 years old, and I met him in a gym. At the time, it wasn't no rap, you know. Well, he rapped a little bit here and there, but at that time, he was a basketball player, and he was extremely nice. Like, there's no getting around that. Mook was that nice and ball, you know. And as time went along with him playing basketball, we kind of built a bond through the basketball situation. And then eventually he started rhyming and letting me hear some things or whatever. And I was like, wow, this kid is incredible. Like, you know, you can just hear from Mook when he speaks the level of intelligence that he has. You know, he's not stupid at all. So, you know, as time went on, I was very supportive in terms of his career. Now, while he was doing his solo career, I was also a part of another entity that's based out of Harlem called MEN, Middle East Niggas. And that's somewhat what I was doing. And we was on the Smack DVD and so on and so forth. And I always kept Mook close to me because at the time I felt like we had a future. Like, with no budget, we had to be arguably the biggest thing next to Dipset in Harlem. But eventually that didn't pan out. But I always kept Mook close to me. And as that situation kind of ended, I started to take on a more prominent role in his career. And he had several managers, so on and so forth. But for whatever reason, it didn't work out. So with all of the history that me and him had, it just made sense for me to step into those shoes.
Okay.
Hello?
So yep, you got me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Bet. So, you know, y'all started from ball and moved to, you know, whatever you was doing and moved on the music. So if you feel like Mook has now put himself in a position, you feel like his brand is just, you know, where it needs to be now, or, you know, where do you see that going in the future? Because, you know, the last Dot Mob joint dropped, it was dope. Where do you see that going in the future outside of battle rap? Or are you going to stay in both lanes?
Yeah, we're going to try to stay in both lanes. I mean, we got, like I said, you know, we're trying to do the battle rap situation. We're doing a Dot Mob project. We also got a couple people that's interested in possibly signing him, so that's not off the table. And along with, you know, the movie and the acting situations, like, that's kind of where we at. Like, we're just trying to keep our hands all over the place. Wherever there's an opportunity to make some money, that's where we at.
That's what it is. That's what it is right there. But the fans, I don't even know what you're saying. We kind of tired of hearing that shit. Like, is he going to battle? Like, I mean, is the price going to come down? What are we going to do?
Well, let me be clear with you, and let me say this. Because I heard an interview earlier this week where it was stated that the Sue Surf battle was all made up. It wasn't no truth to that. That's a lie. I have the documentation in my email if anyone needs me to forward that to them. There was a letter of intent signed for Mook to sign on to do two battles with Smack, and one was supposed to be Surf. Surf was supposed to be the first battle, and then possibly Charlie Clips or Hollow, you know, whatever situation panned out after that. But we did sign on a letter of intent to have these battles. I actually had maybe several meetings with the likes of Beasley and the other individual. I don't recall his name, but he was the sponsor, and you know, it didn't happen. You know, it fell through the cracks. Obviously, the money wasn't available. Mook was very much ready to make this battle happen. He was ready to start his preparation and so on and so forth. And, you know, I made the necessary phone calls all the way up for about 5 or 6 months, and nothing happened. You know, that's not our fault. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, we're more than willing to take on the food surf battle, and we're more than willing to negotiate a fair price. You know, like, let's be clear. Mook wants the battle. Mook loves battle rap. You know, and I'm not going to lie. It's been some time since he's battled, and I'm sure some of these newer fans are not as familiar with him as maybe myself and you gentlemen are. So Mook wants, he feels like he has a point to prove. You know, we definitely feel like we have a point to prove because realistically, other than maybe a few of them, I don't really believe it's too many of them that'll give Mook a problem. I really believe he would single-handedly beat a lot of these gentlemen. Like, the performances that I'm seeing, I'm almost for certain Mook could write some rhymes within a couple of days and beat these gentlemen. Within a couple of days. Like, it's not many of them that he needs. It's not many of them he needs preparation for. You know, now I'm not going to sit on all of them. You know, I like Hollow, I like Surf, I like Charlie, I like Arsenal. You know, Know the Lux, of course. You know, but it's a few out there that, man, listen, they couldn't do nothing to me on their best day.
All right. I mean, so is anything, like, close to getting locked in, or what's going on right now? What's the status right now?
We open. We open. We're willing to work. You know what I'm saying? We're willing to work. Trust and believe me when I say this, and I emphasize it. We are willing to battle. You know, but, again, the money has to be there. You know, and I ain't going to lie. Like I said, I'm seeing these small venues. I don't know if they're going to be able to do so. Not with these small venues that I'm seeing.
Okay. So basically what you're putting, like what they kind of sound like you're saying is there is definitely a possibility we may not even see this nigga battle at this point. With Santos up and down, and then you get the whole, you said, what's the hole and everything, and then the Earth Cross with the Troy Ave shooting.
I mean, I say this to you, man. We all know Mac, Beasley, you know, they like the NBA. So I'm not going to discredit them or make it seem like they can't make it happen. I believe if anybody can make it happen, they definitely can. You know, but I don't sit in their meetings. I don't know what they have planned, you know. So, but I believe if anybody can make it happen, it would definitely be Mac and Beasley. You know, and
man, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, B. When Mook came back and he battled Ari Simon, that shit was really not a good battle. Like, niggas really not give a fuck about that shit. Like, do you think that, not just being honest, do you think that if that happens again, do you know how much money that is they wasted?
All right, but let me ask you this. Because this is why I have a problem with it.
Okay.
First and foremost, let me be clear on this because I don't think nobody ever heard this before.
Okay.
During that meeting, it was a conference call. I wasn't physically there, but I was on a conference call. I told them that I didn't believe Iron Solomon would be a good battle. I said it personally. I said, I don't believe the fans would like to see Mook battle Iron Solomon. And that's not to discredit Iron Solomon. He's definitely a legend. But at that time, he wasn't battling that often either. You know, so I personally said I don't think that he's the individual that we should come back in. Mac, Jeezy, they was adamant about that battle. They was adamant about that battle. So, you know, if they're giving us this type of money that we asking for, who am I to tell Mook not to do it? If Mook wanted, Mook accepted it, and this is something that they want, then, you know, we gave them what they wanted. Now, again, I don't really think that Mook's material was horrible. I don't really believe that. I think that for the most part, I mean, granted, it might not have been to the liking of everyone, but Mook is a personal writer at times. We all know that. He likes to take angles, and he likes to dig. So at that point, it was more of a personal battle. But I didn't really see much wrong with what was being said. I agree. I didn't like his delivery. I didn't like his delivery at all. But in terms of what he was saying, I think a lot of what he was saying was being overlooked. And a lot of times, Mook, he's very versatile. You know, a lot of these new fans, they like these gun bars and so on and so forth. No, I take my hat off to him. But,
man, hey, yo, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, I know you was a man, so I get all that. Like, yo, I still feel to this day, if Mook had battled Verb back when they were talking about that 25,000, Verb was going to smoke with my nigga. Like, I'm going to be real with you. I hate all you saying all this shit. Like, but Verb was going to smoke that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I
well,
think
Cap,
that.
Well, Cap.
Yo.
Cap, I'll tell you this. I promise you, and I don't care who it may be, man. I don't care who it may be. I honestly don't believe. I don't believe nobody can smoke me. I don't believe that. Now, maybe Edge him, yeah. But clearly, beat him 3-0. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Before this nigga Verb battled Charlie Clifty, I'm telling you, Verb had the same hunger that Mook had when he was chasing Cassidy, B. It was the same. I seen it. He wanted Mook, B. He would have gave Mook that work, I think.
I know a lot of people want it. A lot of people want it. Who wouldn't want it? You battle Mook, you know what I'm saying? That's a big opportunity for you. You know what I'm saying? You will be introduced to a lot of fans that possibly wouldn't know who you were. So, I mean, at the end of the day, who wouldn't want that battle? But I promise you, don't judge Mook based upon one individual, because he's gonna battle whoever he's standing in front of. He's gonna design his rhyme and his verses based upon that individual that's standing in front of him. So Verb is not gonna get what Iron Solomon got, or whomever else you may know. I'm telling you, I don't know these individuals. I only know them based upon the same thing that you see. But I'm willing to put my money on it. None of these dudes ain't going to smoke Mook. That's not going to happen. You'll never see that.
Okay.
You'll never see that, man.
So,
yeah, his preparation is incredible. Incredible, I'm telling you. And I'm not going to tell you what he do, how he go about it.
I'll be with you, B.
Let me ask
you. Yo, I'm going to have a very good chance of fucking Mook up, my nigga. Like I know you the manager.
Who?
Arsenal fuck Mook up, my nigga.
Okay. Let me ask you this. And this is not a battle. It wasn't a battle. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
When they was on that BET stage, right? They was on that BET stage. Arsenal was on the same platform that Mook was on, right?
Yeah, Mook went crazy.
All right. And why is that, though? Why is that? I mean, I heard what Arsenal said. Arsenal said he cheated. He went a little longer. Yo, listen. Mook had the crowd from the first couple of bars. Mook had the crowd.
Yeah.
He had the crowd from the first couple of bars, and I'm gonna let something else out that Mook never discussed. Now you know what? I'm gonna let that go, man.
Now come on, man. You can't do that, B. Come on, B. Come on, man. You can't do that.
When we was in Atlanta, Arsenal said his rhyme in rehearsal. So we already knew what Arsenal was going to say. So the shot that he took that move, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to let Arsenal know in the future, you got to be a little bit more smarter than that, brother. Like, we let him get away with that because we knew that he was going to take that shot. And which means we had every opportunity in the world to come back at Arsenal on national TV. But we decided now, you know what? We're going to let that ride. We didn't want to be concerned with that. And as you see, we didn't have to. Because every time them lights come on and them cameras start shining, Mook is going to own that moment, yo. Mook is going to own it.
You know what? Hold on, B. All right. Enough is enough, B.
Guys, talk to me.
Enough, B. Is Mook number one right now? I know he did in the past. Is he number one right now. If you move very hard to move right now, there's a lot of doing their thing right now.
And we have nothing but the utmost respect for these gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I mean, we have the utmost respect for them. I don't know why the slander, you know, and all the criticism that my man is getting. I don't understand it. But as far as right now, currently, he's not active. He hasn't been active. So as you can see, if you pay attention to a tweet, then 30, yo, I would appreciate it if y'all don't put me in these top 10 lists. Because it's not fair to the other battle rappers. It's not fair to the other individuals that are battling. You don't have to put me on that list. You know, and if you don't consider him to be the best, you're entitled to your opinion. But I can tell you one thing you can't deny, he's the biggest. He don't gotta be the best, but he's the biggest.
Yeah,
he's the biggest battle rapper in the world. And you tell me somebody otherwise.
Yo, he may be the biggest.
Say it again.
It's trying to get to the point that it's just like, whatever, bro. It's battle, man. I even say that, but it's just like, we want to see him battle, my nigga.
Yeah, but Cap, at the end of the day, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. That's not up to us at this point. I mean, all we're doing is acting. All we're doing is acting for that bag. That's it.
I dig that.
Check it out, though.
Y'all keep asking for that bag. It's really getting to the point that niggas don't even care if he even come back at this point. Because it looks like you asked
what?
For a bag that's ridiculous right now. And since niggas ain't going to throw shit at you, we got to wait a whole six.
But look, let me ask you this. If both parties sit down, mutually come to a number and agree upon that number, we sign the letter of intent. And the monies is not produced, can you possibly put that on move? Seriously, can you, both parties agreed upon the number.
Is that URL?
This was URL.
Say it again. I said the money wasn't there. That's the reason why it's out.
Yeah, the money wasn't ready.
I mean, that makes more sense. That makes sense.
But we agreed upon it.
Uh-huh.
Trust me, we won a battle because, I mean, I don't want to be sitting here doing all the talking. I don't really care about the limelight. I'm not into all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a manager. I let Mook do that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we would also like the battle. You know what I'm saying? When we come to those events every now and then, trust me, he gets the itch. Mook still got that fire. He still feel like, yo, listen, whoever you put in front of him, they're going to have a problem. It don't matter. I put it to you this way. They could say, listen, they could say, oh, we getting tired of this and so on and so forth. I don't care who it may be. As long as Mook is around, you won't want to put this individual up against Mook. Until otherwise, until somebody beat him convincingly, that's just what it's going to have to be. If it don't happen, we are right in other areas as well.
I said
if it doesn't happen, he's all right with that as well.
Nah, you know, see, we ain't doing all that right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, look,
we don't want to battle. Nah, they don't want to battle, my nigga. If y'all want to battle, yo, I'm going to be, you know what? Listen.
We want to battle. We want to suit.
Y'all don't want to battle. Y'all don't want to battle. Y'all want to battle, but on some old type shit right now. Like, if y'all was like, if Willie wanted to battle, he would have battled already, bro.
Why? He should come and battle for free? He should do that?
I'm not saying battle for free, but you sitting here, my nigga, you just told me he want to battle. But if it doesn't, how does he want to battle? My nigga, this is the same nigga who told Cassidy, yo, who can't use 10,000, 20,000? This is the same move.
Yeah, and this is the same dude that brought his own money to Cassidy. Not nobody else's money. This is the same dude that brought his own money to that battle.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Why can Mook not bring his own money, his own $20,000, $30,000 to a battle right fucking now? And we
can right,
problem.
Let me ask you this. Did you not see on Twitter where we just accepted the challenge with Nick Cannon? But I mean, I'm not going to say that anything has come from it at this point. But did you not see where Mook accepted the $100,000 challenge with Nick Cannon?
Listen.
That's his own
if you
money.
Think, I'm going to be real with you, I am not paying no attention to no fucking Nick Cannon, okay? I don't know what he's doing over there. He can keep that shit. I don't take it serious until I go on everywhere. That motherfucker is $100K to Murder Mook. You can go to battle Murder Mook for $100K. I don't believe that's gonna happen, bro. I won't even entertain that.
It probably won't. But I mean,
it's not gonna happen, bro. You know that's not gonna happen. So why even?
I mean, Mook, I only mentioned that because that was a business move. But go ahead.
I'll tell you, bro. At the end of the day, listen. At the end of the day, it's just like this. If Mook is that good, Mook can put up 25, 50,000. Win take all, period. If he's the nicest in the world, he can do that, period. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Politics ain't nothing.
No. It don't work like that. Who else is doing it? That's not how it works. I'm going to be honest with you. Mook not going to show up to the venue unless it's a certain amount of money. And let's be clear. Mook's not the only individual that's asking for these type of numbers. There's other battle rappers out there, you know what I'm saying, that's asking for a certain type of money, and when they don't get it, they don't battle. But you know what the issue is? It's because it's Mook. It's because Mook hasn't battled for a while, and we all know what he brings to the table. You can't deny it, and that's what I have a problem with. How can you in one breath say, yo, come on, you're doing too much, you're not worth that money, but yet here it is, we have in this interview, and several people are asking when. If he's not what he's saying he is, why are we even concerned about him battling? That don't even make sense to me.
Okay, so
let me ask you this then.
So if Mook has a price, whatever the price is, I agree with you with that. I think he'll bring 100%. We're not going to have to worry about him bringing some garbage. So how do you set the price? How is that determined? How is his market value set? Is it based on the venue? Is it based, you know, how do you go in as a manager and negotiate a fair price for your, you know what I'm saying, for your talent, for Mook, and also something that's going to be amicable to whatever that league is? You know, because right now, you know, from the outside looking in, like what Caps is saying, the price is crazy. And not to say that at one point in time we can't get there, but how do you do that today? Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying? How do you set that value?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be honest again. What normally happens is it has a lot to do with the venue, you know, like what you were saying before with the Webster Hall. You know, the cheapest ticket was $100, the cheapest. And then you got the price might skyrocket all the way up to about $250, maybe $300 for a VIP ticket on stage. You know what I'm saying? Then the venue is holding anywhere between 25 to 3,000 people. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mook deserves that. He deserves it. You know what I'm saying? Not only does he deserve it, you know what I'm saying? When Mook walking in, he's bringing A-list celebrities there. We all know that. And my question to you all, other than the likes of Loaded Luck, and I say Too Surf, who else is bringing these type of celebrities out? Who else is bringing these basketball players and football players and entertainers and so on and so forth? Whether we care that they're there or not, they help with the event. trust and believe, when them trailers is going up, you will see Busta Rhymes in the trailer or Puff Daddy in the trailer or whomever else in that trailer or what have you to sell the event. And you know who they're coming to see. Summer Madness 2 after the event. After this horrible performance that Mook supposedly put up, we was at Mr. Child's house enjoying a nice meal. I don't know no other artist that's doing that. And that's not to say, I don't mention that to brag as if it's something like I really care about it, you know, but at the end of the day, it is something that's happening. Puff came here to see Mook. Busta Rhymes came here to see Mook. Shoot Tip came here to see Mook.
I mean, wasn't Mook in that Lux though? Because it was all cool when you wanted to work. So, I mean, so how do we say it was Mook and not Lux?
Who was the headliner? Let's be clear. No, you said what?
I didn't hear you. Tell it again.
I said, who was the headliner?
Yeah, it was Lucas. I know, right?
Salute to Lux. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm keeping it wanted. Lux had the best performance that night. But before anything went occurred, Mook was the headliner. And based upon what he did, 5 rounds, 5 minutes, he didn't lose a round. I don't care what nobody says. You got people, it's crazy to me. You got artists out here right now that can't finish 3 rounds with 3 minutes. Are you kidding me? They can't finish 3 rounds with 3 minutes. Mook did 5 rounds, 5 minutes. We ain't forget that, though, right?
No, we ain't forget that. I just know that the niggas, hey, man. Move next battle wants to be some fire shit, man. Cause that shit ain't enough right now.
All right, let me ask you this: you didn't like his performance against Loaded Luck?
It was crazy.
All right, so I don't even know why we're dwelling on Solomon because Loaded Luck was his last performance. I mean,
we ain't talking about that. We talking about the fact that this nigga want 100K, and that if he don't get it, he not gonna battle. So we trying to figure out.
No, I told you that price. I feel you.
But it's to the point that it's like, okay, do we just leave this nigga alone? And if he comes back, then he comes back. We can't keep focusing on this shit, and ain't nothing happening.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna say this.
It's just 3 rounds, 2 niggas again. I don't see why a year, 2 years to get that shit done.
Yeah, well, I say this. Yeah, listen, man. If they get that bag, we gonna show up and show out. It's just that simple, man. You know what I'm saying? And again, you know what I'm saying? Both me and Mook would love for him to be able to get on that stage and perform because, like I said, there's a new generation that's out here that didn't get an opportunity to see the work that he put in when he was younger. So all they hear is a name, and they may be able to go on YouTube and look at some old battles, you know. So they probably don't give a fuck about Mook. You know what I'm saying? But my issue is how do we slander or try to act like this man doesn't deserve everything that he's worked hard for? The majority of these battle rappers that y'all mentioned looked up to him. Like I don't understand it.
I hate
with
my nigga, man. He gotta hop in the ring, bro. I hear all that. He needs to hop in the ring and show us what's up. You got sir.
Who you want in the battle, Cap?
Huh?
Who you want in the battle?
Who do I want Mook to battle? It's weird because if anybody deserves them, it's Hollow. But I really don't think that's going to be the best battle on camera, to be totally honest with you. I want to see him battle Arsenal myself. Or this is up there also. I want to see Mook go. I want to see Mook neck. That's what I want to see. That Iron Sound and shit, whatever. He threw Skittles at him, for God's sake. I can't
what
do that shit.
You don't want to see the surf battle.
Why not? I I'm be honest.
I like the idea of Mook versus Surf.
Yo, I do too, but I want to see Arsenal before Surf myself. I know Arsenal's not going to play with him. I know he's not going to play with him.
I just don't think the Mook Surf battle will be close though. That's my issue. I don't think the Mook Surf battle will be close. So it will end up being like another Iron Solomon joint.
Who you got winning?
I got Mook.
Who you got winning?
If
you don't think it'll be close, who you got winning?
If Mook battle Surf, I got Mook. But if Mook battle Arsenal, I don't know.
Yeah, what it is, man, is people want to see him in a dogfight. People go back to that Jay Mills battle, and they know that's a dogfight, so that's what they want to see Mook in.
Yeah, but let me say this. A lot of people didn't think we was going to be Luck.
Oh, we know.
So let me ask you this. Is Arsenal better than Luck?
Is Arsenal better than Luck? What do you think? Better than Pennywise? Nah. I won't say that.
Nah.
Man, listen. I ain't going to lie, man. I try to tell people, man, that kid Mook is a different breed, man.
Man, we got to see it. We want to see it. We hear it.
All right, well, listen, man. All I ask you to do, yo, tell the fans, man. Tell the fans. Tell Smack. Tell Beasley. Yo, make it happen, man. I told you we more than willing to negotiate that price. You know what I'm saying? But it got to make sense. It got to make sense, man. It got to make sense. We not coming in there and helping fill them seats and you offering us something, you know what I'm saying, that we can get elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? We talking about the movie that's coming out on Lionsgate, Mook just wrote for that movie and acted in that movie. We all know movie money is pretty good.
Yeah,
we all know movie money is pretty good, so, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Move the math might not be bad.
I got something else I want to address, too, man. Because I've been having a problem with that dude, Norb. Norb's do a lot of talking, and I just wanted to put that out there and say, listen, man, I've been Mook manager for a minute. I ain't never had a word with Norb. I ain't never stood in front of him, none of that. So I say all that to say, all this fronting he doing, I don't know what position he plays over there at URL, but let me be clear. When we have our meetings, Norbs is not sitting in those meetings. Norbs is not sitting at that round table where we negotiating this money. So let's be clear. Whatever it is you're doing, it must be with the PGs, because you ain't doing nothing with us. All that fronting you doing and all that, stop it, brother. Stop it. Stop it. When I'm negotiating at that round table, I'm talking to Smack, Beasley, and possibly Harry. I don't see no. So stop with all that fronting.
Whoa. I mean, what happened? What
did
he say?
Norris run his mouth a lot, man. Norris run his, I don't know. He think he's Charlemagne or, I don't know. Like, Norris run his mouth too much for me, man. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, I don't care if you're talking about Mook in terms of his talent. You don't have to like him as a battle rapper. You don't have to respect him as a battle rapper. You're entitled to have your opinion. But when you start trying to slander a man's character and belittle his brand and all this other type of stuff, then sit down, man. Sit your ass down, man. Word. And that's real talk, man. Be respectful over here, man. Because we ain't got nothing but respect for any and everybody that we deal with. Is there arrogance over here? Yeah, we have every right in the world to be arrogant. We got every right. We from Harlem. That's how we move. But we ain't disrespectful about it. I done sat in meetings where a lot of these battle rappers that in try to shit on Mook and try to discredit his resume and so on and so forth. They don't even know some of the opportunities that's been given to them has been given to them because this man sits in a meeting and mentions them. He sits in a meeting and say, listen, in order for this to happen, I need the likes of Arsenal. I need Lux or whatever. He tries to include anybody that he believes is going to help, you know, build this brand or so on and so forth, or build the culture moving forward. You know what I'm saying? But then it's crazy because we hear these battle rappers, all they do is throw shade. You know what I'm saying? They're hating. I understand it, though. I understand it. They feel like he in his way. I don't know how he in the way. Your talent should speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? If my man ain't battling 2 or 3 years, how the fuck is he in your way? Your talent should be speaking for itself. Then the other day, I hear on an interview, Disaster say something, Mook shouldn't be on Mount Rushmore. Are you kidding me? He said, are you kidding me? I think he said something to the likes of, there's people that have 30 or 40 battles. Okay, what does that mean? 30 or 40 battles. But then the crazy thing is that in the same breath, they'll say if the battle is going to occur on King of the Dot or URL, they don't count. So that's a contradiction if you ask me. How in one breath you going to talk about all these battles that they have, but if they ain't on URL, they don't count? So are you telling me that Lux and Hollow battle didn't count?
Nah, that count.
That ain't counting.
Oh yeah, counting.
We talk about Arsenal. Arsenal got about shit. He got about 100 battles. When the last time? And now, if we talking about King of the Dot and URL, if it don't happen on there, when the last time Arsenal battled on URL?
I mean, what's that mean, though?
I'm asking a question. I mean, because these are the individuals that they saying should be on Mount Rushmore. They saying, yo, they should be on Mount Rushmore because they put in all this work. They got 100 battles. But then yet you say, but if it don't happen on URL or King of the Dot, it don't count. So if it don't count, why are we counting these 100 battles? Does that make sense?
What you mean, why are we counting the...
No, I'm only stating what has been said.
Uh-huh.
I think wherever you battle...
Yeah, every battle count, bro.
That's how I feel. I'm only stating what was said. I don't agree with what they said. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it at all. It's a blatant contradiction if you ask me. You can't talk about the number of battles somebody had, and then in the same breath say that they don't count if they're not on URL. That don't make no sense to me.
That's a fact. We don't subscribe to that. We don't at Angry Fan Radio, man. We don't subscribe
don't,
to that model, man.
I don't care what nobody say. Listen, if you step on that stage, because we were trying to discredit Mook's battle with Love. It was a Joe Button's concert or whatever. Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, if you step foot on that stage, this is the material that you prepared. This is what you got to deal with. Because if Mook would have lost that battle, niggas wouldn't give a fuck if it was on a street corner. He would have been fried.
That's a fact. Let me tell you this.
You talking about the one against Lux?
Yeah, I said when Mook battled Lux, right? The word was his last battle prior to that was Iron Solomon. So if Mook don't beat Lux, it's not going to be a good look for him. His career might be over or tarnished or what have you. At that point, that's pretty much what was being said.
That's a fact.
So then, considering that we went in there, we did what we needed to do. But then, of course, they still try to discredit that battle. Oh, that was a Joe Button. It didn't happen on URL, so on and so forth. All right, man. All right, so I guess no disrespect to Mike, but I guess the material that he brought to that show would have been different if he was standing in front of URL. That's what we're saying? Because I know when Mook started writing his rhymes, he wasn't writing them rhymes thinking, well, let me write these rhymes because I'm going to be in front of these individuals. He wrote them rhymes for whomever they were was going to be there.
All right, hold on. I actually got Brother Mook actually just called up just now. Hold on, I'm about to put him on right now.
All right.
Yo, Mook, you on?
Yo. What up, bro?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, man, we all in the studio. Yo, say what up. Say what up in the studio. Yo, we in the studio right now. Yeah, I hear you over there talking your shit, man. But listen, on another note,
I got
my fault,
man.
Chaps,
yo,
hold on. Chaps and everybody, my fault, man. I don't want to break the cycle of the interview. But, Van, you're not answering your phone, bro.
Yo.
And I need the beat to do the feature for that nigga. Like, and I need the beat, like, right now. Like, so... Just tell me what the beat is right quick. Tell me, did he send it to, what email he sent it to? What's the name of the beat so I can do it? Then I'm going to let y'all continue.
It's the BM Mook, we love you.
Yo, that's crazy. Yes, this nigga got to call his manager on the radio station.
Yo, this is
what's wrong with rap right now, man. Niggas all in the videos.
All right, Shug.
Hey, yo, Mook, real quick, one question.
What's up?
Why you worth 100K?
You said, well, I'm worth shit. No, I'm really worth like 10 million, but I'm just charging niggas 100K.
This man.
Yeah, I'm really worth 10 million, but I'm charging niggas 400K because I know 10 million is a little. Probably like next year, Nick, I could probably get 10 million. But like, you know what I'm saying? This year, 100,000 is, you know, that's feasible for niggas.
Yeah, but.
Hey, yo, Mook.
But if all the events is being. Go ahead, Denver.
Hold on one second, y'all. My other phone ringing. Hold on. Hello?
This. He just called up to try to stunt on us. That's what it was.
All right, it's upstairs. Just come up the ramp. It's on the side of the ramp. But I'm doing this radio station for my most beloved peoples over here at the Angry Fan Radio. So I gotta hit you back. But look, tell them I'm not signing off on shit until that money is there. All right, hit you back. Yeah, my fault. That was the type of calls I be getting at these times and shit. You know, we back. We back on my niggas.
Your motor.
Look, real rap, you know, I'm just fucking around and shit. I'm really in the studio, though, trying to get some work done, too. And Van wasn't answering the phone for me because he don't speak, you know, he's doing the radio station with y'all. What happened?
Listen. Just real quick. Did we not sit down with Beasley and this sponsor, you know what I'm saying, to get that two surf situation moving and for whatever reason that money didn't show up?
Yeah. What happened?
Did we not take care of that? I mean, you know, it was some question. You know, not playing the cap there, but I know I heard an interview earlier where they said you was lying. It wasn't no truth to that, and so on and so forth. I'm like, why?
Wait,
why
who said
that?
I don't know. Like,
why
would
we
do
that?
I got it.
It was disaster.
Oh well, I mean, you know,
it was
he
disaster.
Put, you
I
remember
talking about interview.
Yo, I mean, you know what? I mean, people, you know what? People are excited to believe what they want, but, I mean, if anybody wants to bet me, I mean, I guess this is a platform that everybody watches, and, I mean, listens to, pardon me. I mean, if anybody wants to bet me, I mean, we could bet like $5,000 or $10,000, whatever they're doing, because they get money, right? So they could bet me, you know, $5,000, $10,000 that, It was going down, and if they want to do that, then let's do that, and then we'll be able to, you know, we'll be able to do that. Until then, I don't want to hear nothing about nobody.
Okay.
That's a formal challenge to anybody that wants to bet me that, you know, they say I'm lying or, you know, people lying. Let's just bet. Matter of fact, I keep it light. Let's bet $5,000 and. Let's bet $5,000 that it was happening and that I can provide people proof. And if they don't want to, you know, then we'll see what that is. Because niggas just talk just to talk, you know. But when we talking about stating facts and actual documentation, then, you know, let's talk about it. And my
hey, yo, Mook.
Madison Square Garden. I don't know where these niggas be battling at. What happened, what you say?
Hey, yo, Mook, what up, bro? This DMV, man. Hey, your man Van been holding you down. But let me tell you this, bro. He said you was an honorable dude. Y'all from Harlem. Y'all do things honorably. You done threw the gauntlet down a couple times here on Angry Fans Radio. There was one time in particular about 5-6 months ago you put one down, and you were supposed to give 60 seconds to the fans against Caps, and that joint ain't never happened, bro. What's up?
Oh, you know what?
What we
yo,
doing?
You know what?
What we doing?
You know, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to keep it all the way official with you, bro. I had every intention of doing that, and I still have every intention of keeping that. Like, I'm not a person that say things and don't do it. Now, I get sidetracked, you know what I mean? And, like, I'm in the studio with my man Lava, but Angry Fan, you know, he kind of scared me a little bit because, you know, he went a little bit, like, he was too accepting of the challenge. So when a nigga's like that, you know what I mean, I had to reevaluate, because last time I just went in there with some regular freestyle rest. You know, this nigga Adrian Broner had a whole 15-minute verse about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm just sitting here making up some shit that I'm just making up as I go, and you over here got a whole verse. So I said, you know what, maybe this nigga Angry Fan got some shit up his sleeve. You know, so let me reevaluate. But in real life, like, you know, it just kind of I got a little sidetracked because, you know, I was doing some things. But, you know, we could do that, Angry Fan. We could still do that, man. You know, we could definitely still do that because you my guy, man. So I wouldn't mind doing that, bro.
Oh, my nigga, I appreciate it. I ain't got to look. Yeah,
I might let you beat me. I might let you beat me so then they all could be mad at you. So then it's like after you beat me and then you walking off the show, DMV gotta be like, yo, you gotta tape it too. DMV gotta stop you. Angry Fan gotta have on hoodie with the mad face. DMV gotta stop you and look at you in your eyes and say, yo, you got the juice now.
That's
he gotta do
up.
That. He gotta stop him and say that, or it's not gonna be valid. Yo, Fan.
Yo.
Real rap, I need the beat though, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna take care of that. Let me just wrap this up. I'm gonna take care of that.
Nah, cause we gotta get Blabber gotta get out of here. Look, man, Angry Fan that had me on this show millions of times, and he had me on this show for millions of hours, bro. Like, my phone died before I had to recharge the phone.
I'm gonna wrap it up right now.
Type of shit.
Hold on, wait.
You don't have to wrap it up right now.
Listen.
No, keep going. We are enjoying you, man. You light-skinned. My manager light-skinned, so, you know, my nigga, we light-skinned niggas, we got to get them because they winning right now, so we got to get them. But,
what
you got to do, and I'm pretty sure the fans out there listening, they can hold on for 2 minutes just as we on the phone. We could just chat, just look at your email right now as we on the phone and just find and tell me what the beat is under, and I'll type it in, and I can hang up, and y'all can continue. That's it.
Hold on 1 minute.
See? There we go, man. And now, anything else y'all need to ask me up here while Van look for the beat?
Yeah, man. Hey, what was you better at, Mook? Balling or rhyming? What's better?
Rapping, man.
Word?
Yeah, rapping. But don't get it twisted, you know. People know me for basketball too. And like that's not. I wasn't a bum, and I wasn't a role player either. You know, I wasn't one of those which Shaq would consider a other. I wasn't a other.
Oh, you weren't the other?
Nah, I wasn't a other. I was a nigga that the others made me look. You know, I gotta give a lot of props right now to the others on all my previous teams, because everywhere I played, you know, I was pretty much the man or one of the men on the team. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna say just the man, because I played with other, you know, really really good basketball players. And, you know, a lot of these niggas, you know, some basketball niggas know me. You know, probably one of the best point guards to ever play New York City basketball, high school basketball, a guy by the name of Sebastian Telfair. You know, he's pretty well acclimated with me on the basketball court, you know. It was a shock to him that I was a rapper.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I put a tweet out on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard?
I'm here.
Y'all put a tweet out on Twitter, and I said, who's more popular, you or Hitman Holla?
Yeah.
And it was like 50-50, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was going to be you and shit, but I didn't realize, like, mad niggas is looking at you from the old era, and he's from the new era with the whole Wild Out and shit. So, who do you feel is more popular?
Yo, bro, that's what I said, though, before, like, if Ben could even attest to this, man, like, I'm a person that I want to see niggas get their just due for battle rap and be able to transition into doing other things. You know what I mean? So, like, what Conceited and Hitman is doing, like, I want nothing more for that shit to happen for them and for everybody else, because I'm not a hater.
I told him how many times we didn't mention them in meetings.
Yeah, like being popular, you know what I mean? It's like it's not a thing, bro. That man is on national television. You feel what I'm saying? So like, it's a fan base. Like, boom, popularity in different circles. It just that's really what you're talking about for perspective. Because for a guy that's like Justin Bieber, right? Like Justin Bieber is not popular in the circles that I'm in, but Justin Bieber's a mega star. You know what I'm saying? But Justin Bieber might not be as popular as Jay-Z in the circles that I'm in. But if you can kind of like, you know, you can equate them to the fan base and the people that they affect. You know, so Hitman Holla, his demographic right now is very much different than mine because he's on television and he's on MTV and he's with Nick Cannon, which is a person that reaches a certain demographic. So I'm just happy that nigga's just doing his thing. Him, Conceited, like, you know what I mean? Like, all, like, them niggas is really putting on. And that freestyle Hitman Holla did on the Tim Westwood shit, like, he went crazy.
Crazy.
So I was fucking, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm happy for niggas, bro. Let's not get it twisted.
That's true.
Yeah. Like
so who you
know, you, yeah, you do that, and it's like, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm comfortable with who I am. And, you know, I just put it like this. You're not going to really find anybody that know anything about rap that don't know who I am. That's it. And I'm not talking about battle rap. I'm talking about anything about rap, music, anything. You're not going to find too many people that don't know who I am. I'm talking about from here to Miami to Houston to Nebraska to China, wherever we want to go.
Hey, yo, Mook, tell me this, man. I always say the better rapper beats the better battle rapper, you know, 9 times out of 10. What's your thoughts on that? You know what I'm saying? If you're a better rapper that can battle rap, you know what I'm saying? Do you think, you know, just a straight-up battle rapper stands a better chance?
I don't believe that anymore.
Okay.
I don't believe
that
anymore.
Talk about it.
I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe the better rapper wins no more because actually me and Ben was talking about that as well. You know what I mean? Because I always felt like the better rapper should be the better battle rapper. But this is why now the lines are so blurred and they skew because you got people out there saying if somebody beats him in a battle rap, like, they better than you. Like, he's better. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's better. And I don't believe in that. You know what I mean? It might just be like you're just a great battle rapper or you're better at that day. You know what I mean? Like, That's what I feel like now. It's a little weird, but that's why I issued a challenge a little while ago too. Like, yo, you know what happens if the fans feel like this? Then how about we just be rappers and battle rappers? Like, how about we just go like on a radio station and like and just rap and see who, you know, see who's the better rapper?
Okay, hey Mook, I gotta ask you this shit here, B. All right.
Cause can none of these niggas keep up with me? That's it.
I feel you. I feel you.
None of
we going somewhere else, my nigga. Now, Dimebag is a respected battle rap group / hip hop / group. Period. Right?
Yes.
Family. Okay. What the fuck is going on with this nigga Dot B? What are we doing with Dot? What's up?
What do you mean? What's going on with Dot?
Dot just got smoked by Young X. He's not even rhyming. Like, what's going on?
My G, yo, man, man, appreciate it, man. Stay up. You say he just got smoked by Young X?
Yeah.
Well, the same things y'all love him for, y'all hating him for. I mean, he didn't change.
My nigga, that was terrible, bro. I mean, did he spin his bars to you before
listen.
He battled?
He didn't spin his bars to me before he battled, and that's, like, I'm not going to say that lie. He didn't. I didn't hear anything he's done before, like, on his battles. So I'm not going to – I can't tell you about what that is. All I'm telling you is the last one that I watched, Dot is being the same Dot that people love on the stage and before then, and now he's been the same way. And now, just like the fans are, they're being finicky, they're being fickle, and now they just don't want to hear that anymore, so now they hate you. You can't do that. Let's call it straight. A lot of people have gotten smoked, before for the being the same people, and it's like, damn, I thought this is what y'all like. I thought this is who y'all wanted to. I thought this is what y'all love, but then it's like, nah, we don't want to hear that today. But that's the reason I specifically craft my battle raps to the person that I'm battling instead of just going up there with a particular set of things that I need to say or want to say, because at the end of the day, you never really know how niggas is going to feel. So I just be comfortable in knowing that I'm addressing a person personally and to the point as far as just putting random bars out and things like that. I'm not with that no more. Like, I don't like that.
I feel you.
But yeah. So y'all continue. Van, you still on? Right, let me do this first. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably call back up after that through the first if y'all niggas still on. But talk to Van. He light skinned. And that's my brother right there. And he, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot to say, man. You know, a lot of things with, you know, Disaster. I don't know, you know, shout out to Disaster, because, you know, I really have respect for Disaster back in the days. You know? I'm pretty sure, Van, you could speak on that situation.
Hi, that's what it is, man.
Because as I hang up, I'm pretty sure we all heard about, you know, the disaster in the house, you know, and he was, you know, a little, he was crying in the crib and stuff like that. We heard of that, right?
Yeah, bro, we heard of that.
Yeah, well,
he's talking about Total Slaughter, man.
Yeah, Total Slaughter when he was crying. But the person he's actually was crying to is the person that's on the phone with y'all right now. So maybe y'all can ask him a little bit more, because this is directly the person that – just tell him the whole story, man. I'll call y'all back, man. I got some work to do. All
right, salute, right, bro.
All right.
Yo.
Yo, good.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, just to elaborate on that story, it was like, you know, we was in the house, and I don't know, he was going through an emotional state. Like, he was going through some issues. You know, I don't know, homeboy. I'm not gonna say and say that I do, you know, but through that whole total sort of situation, I was in the house, so of course, when he was crying. He was, you know, talking about retiring and giving up, and he was like, yo, if this total sort of thing don't pan out for me, like, this is all I got, so on and so forth. And I just walked up to him. I was like, listen, my man, I don't know you. You don't know me, you know, but based upon your talent, you are a very talented brother, and my suggestion to you is that you pull yourself together and don't allow, don't make no decisions from an emotional aspect. You know what I'm saying? Calm down. Later on another day, rethink what you are going through. Because right now, I'll view you as one of the better dudes in here. You got a lot of talent. There's no getting around that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Disaster was mentioned to me by Mook a minute ago, because I ain't going to sit here and say I watch every battle. I don't do that. I don't watch every battle. I don't know every battle rapper. I don't watch every league. But at some point, Mook did come up to me, and he was like, yo, you know who I think I would battle? I was like, who? He said, Disaster. I was like, who the hell is that? And he was like, kid over on the West Coast or whatever. He's nice, like, you know what I'm saying? And he got a big brand over there, you know what I'm saying? I got a big brand. You know, Mook is all about pushing the envelope, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not just about the individual. He's looking at what they bring to the table, you know what I'm saying? And Disaster ain't no little dude, you know what I'm saying? His brand is up as well. So he was like, I would love this, you know what I'm saying, to do that with him. He had a lot of respect for him. The respect went out the window when Disaster started to try to slander his character and pretty much call him anything other than his name. Now we're not talking battle rap no more. There's some other shit you're doing, you know what I'm saying? The Mook was like, you know what, it's over. Because now I don't give a fuck about battle rapping, you know what I'm saying? Now you're being disrespectful, and I need to holler at you on another level. So, okay. I'll say with that. But, you know what I'm saying? I just, go ahead.
That's an honest question right there, being like.
I didn't hear you.
I said, it seemed like that's out the question right there.
I mean, you never know, you know what I'm saying? You never know. I mean, Zest is definitely about his business. You know what I'm saying? He made some real beautiful happen with him and Cassidy. Say, no, I ain't gonna sit here and act like it can happen. You know, but right now we ain't really focused on him.
Okay.
We not really focused on him. You know, I just wanted to put this out here though. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of respect for a lot of artists out there. You know what I'm saying? I know sometimes we come off as arrogant and cocky and so on and so forth. And I like to believe if you don't have that confidence in yourself, nobody else will. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I don't want nobody to believe that we don't respect their work. And trust me, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type of individual, when I sit down with Mook, I don't sugarcoat shit with Mook at all. I don't sugarcoat nothing with him. You know what I'm saying? If I tell him, if I see an artist that could potentially give him an issue, we're going to chop it up. We're going to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up and you know, put our minds together or whatever. But at the end of the day, we respect them all. The respect go out the window when they start acting funny. But, you know, we respect them all, man. We respect Arsenal. We respect Hollow, Surf, Loaded Lux, of course. That's the bro. Charlie Clips, A-Verb, you know what I'm saying? I'm Hitman Holla. You know, of course, the whole Dot Mob, you know what I'm saying? I don't got to go through the whole Dot Mob. But, you know what I'm saying? And I want to give us, you know, shout-out to K-Shine. K-Shine is another dude that before Dot Mob and all that, like, K-Shine from my hood, you know what I'm saying? K-Shine, it kind of, that was a tricky situation or whatever because K-Shine, like I said, K-Shine is from my hood. Like, I knew K-Shine since he was a baby, literally, you know what I'm saying? So when that whole situation of departure happened, that was a little touchy for me or whatever. But nevertheless, it's still nothing but love for my boy.
That's what it is.
Yeah, there's nothing but love for K-Shine, you know what I'm saying? That, well, he's from the hood, you know what I'm saying? I wish him nothing but the best.
Well, just gone. So what's the next definite move? If the battle's not nothing as far as battle is on the table right now, I know you guys are listening, you're trying to still make things happen. What's the next move? I know Mook is in the studio, stuff like that. What's the next big move, though?
Yeah, right now, you know, we got this Dot Mob project coming out. We hope we're trying to put this single out hopefully within, I want to say, the last week of June, maybe the first week of July, with Dave East. Dave East is featuring on a single that we're trying to put out. It's called Harlem. You know, Dot Mob. It's a Dot Mob single, of course. So that's something we're trying to do. We're trying to put out the single and the visual. So we're trying to work on that. Hopefully within the next week or two. You know, and then just working with the album. We got the premieres coming up, of course, with the movies. Like, I ain't gonna lie, my biggest thing is that Lionsgate. Like, that's where I'm at with it. That Lionsgate is heavy. You know what I'm saying? That's heavy. Can't nobody deny that Lionsgate when it come across the screen. That's going in the movie theater. So, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of where we at with it.
All right.
Like I said, like, when you're doing things of that nature, you know, the Lionsgate and so on and so forth, that has to be considered. You know, that has to be considered. There's no disrespect to nobody else. But if you ain't bringing things of that nature to the table, I mean, we got every right in the world to ask for, you know what I'm saying, ask for that money, man. Every right in the world. And again, it's a reasonable price. I believe it's a reasonable price, especially if it's already been agreed upon. If we agree upon something, both parties agree upon something, and for whatever reason you don't follow through, that's not our fault. That's not our fault.
All right, so question. So yes, yeah. So since then, have you been talking to URL since then? They're trying to renegotiate something.
Yeah, we spoke to Beasley. I spoke to Beasley a couple times, and we try to get some things working or whatever. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? I reach out to Beasley every now and then, ask him we yeah, with it. He like, you know, be patient with me. We working. You know what I'm saying? Because he also know. He, I mean, they understand the type of artist Mook is. You know what I'm saying? And they also want to be able to give him the best look as, the best look as possible. You know, they know that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just like we want to capitalize. They ain't stupid. They want to capitalize off Mook too. So, you know, it got to make sense for both parties.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, trust me. Trust me. We working. We want to battle. And everything is going to work itself out. And when we do, you know what I'm saying? When we do, we going to show up and show out. Y'all already know what Mook brings to the table, man. Y'all can't nobody deny when he comes. You ain't never heard Mook slip up. You never heard him forget no rhymes or stumble or none of this stuff. We bring straight professionalism to that table. Straight professionalism. And the reality of the matter is, because I listen to your blog, Cap. I listen. And I've heard you voice a lot of anger towards some of these battle rappers that's slipping up. And recycling and forgetting their rhymes and freestyling damn near half a battle and so on and so forth. So, I mean, if we're going to call it, let's call it across the table.
Okay.
You know, Mook don't bring, you know, when Mook step on stage, he going to give you everything you paid for.
Well, he's going to give you, yo, if you understand, a lot of niggas ain't fucking with that Iron Solomon battle, my nigga.
That's Iron Solomon, man. What about Lux, man? What about Lux is the last battle? Why we keep going back to Iron Solomon?
But the Lux battle, not my nigga, I actually agree with you saying this. He ain't losing like 13 rounds. But you gotta understand, niggas wanna see it. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. You know what I mean? He did.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this, man. I want to see it, man. I'm with you. I want to see it. I'll let you know something else. I told Mook, I said, yo, listen, man. Let's take it back to what it was when you were 17. Let's pop up on a nigga block and cook him. He's like, nah, I can't do that. I can't do that. But that's what we used to do. When he was 17, 18 years old, we used to walk these streets, and whoever was out there, if you was nice, you was going to get it. You could ask. Trust me. I remember some time ago, Juel Santana had a kid outside. His name was Guzzle. And Els is my man. That's
what,
how
Guzzle
we used to
from Philly? From Philly?
Yeah. Els is my man. Me and Els grew up. You know what I'm saying? So when I see Els know how to give it up. Yo, you got somebody out here? Don't play with me. Oh, who you got? All right, say no more. As soon as I pulled him around the corner, Els knew who Mook was. And Bezel and Mook went at it right on the corner. That's how we were giving it up. Telling you, man, listen, Mook, niggas don't really want them issues with Mook, man. Mook don't be playing when he be talking about Eminem and Drake. Like, he don't even really care too much about these battle rappers. He with them industry dudes.
Okay.
But you know, we're a battle rapper. We ain't too big for that. You know what I'm saying? We damn sure ain't too big for it.
Goddamn right, you not. That Mook that show is tight.
Nah, me too. Nah, man, that nigga is a monster right there, yo. Mook is a monster, yo. I'm telling you. He be ready, yo. He be ready. We be in them events. He be humble. Cause right then and there. If you catch him when he might have a little. Look in the system, he might give a nigga 32 right there. It depends on how he's feeling, though.
All right, we're going to see what's up, man. But, yo, shit, we definitely appreciate you calling up, you heard?
It's nothing, man. It's nothing, man. I'm just
most
glad
definitely.
Y'all gave me the opportunity. Again, I just want to be very clear. It's no disrespect to any other battle rappers. We salute y'all. You know what I'm saying? We wish y'all nothing but the best, and we just want to push this culture forward. That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We ain't got no hate for nobody. know what I'm saying? But if that money there, line them up, yo. That money there, line them up. All right, man. Y'all brothers take care.
Bro. All right, bro. Be easy.
All right.
100.
JV.
Yo. Yo, yo.
Yo, DMV.
Yeah, B. What up?
That's a call drop. Oh, shit. Nah, he's still on. Well, you know what? I'm going line a few votes on. Hold on, but. Yo, 540-819. What's goody?
Yo.
540-819.
Yo.
Damn, he said he's still
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, I hear you.
Yeah.
Pairing. You are now paired.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo, Caps, you got me?